Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man David Ubben from The Athletic. David, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you guys.
So, David, where are we right now with Jeremy Pruitt? Obviously, the investigation going on with the compliance department and just a whole lot of noise out of Knoxville the last few weeks with Jeremy Pruitt. How stable of the ground do you think he's on at this point at the head coaching position in Knoxville?
Quicksand, I guess. I don't know. Not very. I mean, you know, you never say never, everybody's sort of in a holding pattern at the moment. I think most of that is centered around the investigation, but not great.
Yeah, I mean, I know, is there any feeling, David, on like timeline with the investigation itself? Do you have any sort of sense on that?
No, I mean, I think, you know, when the NCAA does these things, they're typically very slow. You know, they can take months, even years, but it's internal. Tennessee has all the control here. So if you want to rush it or get it over with once you find something or decide you don't want to find something or don't find something, you sort of have the control there a little bit. You know, they've been going since November, so it's been about, I guess, 6-7 weeks at this point. We've only known about it for a little over, 10 days, I guess. I haven't heard anybody really who believes that this investigation is much more than sort of trying to find leverage to renegotiate a buyout. That's, you know, the kinds of stuff you hear, what they're looking at with this investigation is the kinds of stuff that happens at every single SEC campus, pretty much. And there's not, you know, internal investigations at everyone, at every, SEC campus. You know, nobody's investigating coaches that are going 10-3 every year. And so, you know, the staff is frustrated, I'm sure. And, this being in limbo is not good for anybody. You know, the players are in a tough spot. The coaches are in a tough spot. The fans are obviously frustrated. And, you know, the timeline seems uncertain, and nobody seems to really know kind of what the next steps are. Everybody's just kind of hanging out and waiting to hear.
David Ubben from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, David, now that the season is wrapped up, we know that there's not going to be a bowl game. We'll see what ends up happening with this investigation. How did we get to this point? Because I think back to before the season began, I'm not going to say that there were just like ginormous expectations on this team, but pretty decent, 5-5, 6-4, maybe somewhere around that area. How did Tennessee football and Jeremy Pruitt get to this point this year where we're sitting here having heavy discussions about what his future could look like this offseason?
Well, that was the thing with this team. You know, it was a lot of little things. I think you point to two main things. I mean, obviously the quarterback play was not what they needed. They struggled to cover all year. And then, you know, catastrophic plays at bad times. You know, the Kentucky game, you have two pick sixes on consecutive plays. You have a pick six against Auburn. You're leading at half against a pretty good Georgia team that's, you know, in a New Year's Six game. And you sort of implode in the second half and you get your butt kicked again. So all of those things add up, and they didn't play very well in the second half against Arkansas. You kind of had some busts. I mean, you know, I don't know what the deal was with coverage. I think it's very surprising when you have a head coach specializes in defensive backs and a defensive coordinator specializes in defensive backs and you struggle to cover like Tennessee did. I think that's really tough. And then, you know, the offense has just been sort of stuck in first gear for basically 3 years now, despite the fact that you have so much experience at quarterback, you have a really good offensive line, and Tennessee just didn't really take much of a step forward this year on offense. So it's not one thing. Kind of all those things added up, and You know, and then you have an all-ACC schedule. And, you know, I think there's something to the fact that, you know, Tennessee in a normal year probably is sitting at 5-7 or 6-6 here. And the heat's probably a little bit less than when you don't have to sit through a six-game losing streak. But, you know, that's not what happened this year. And, you know, ifs and buts are candy and nuts, as they say. And, you know, Tennessee in the current reality is sitting there at 3-7 with a six-game losing streak in the middle of all that season. And, you know, one of the worst years of Tennessee football ever. And you know, you look at his record, he's not that far overall ahead of Derek Dooley. And you know, for as much criticism as Butch Jones got, you know, there's something to be said for it. He did win 9 games in a row twice in a row. And that was probably still disappointing for folks. But 9 games is 9 games, and Jeremy Pruitt hasn't hit that.
So, David, you got a couple really interesting pieces on theathletic.com this week. You know I'm going to get that in.
Attaboy. And
well, today, first of all, I love the going back on your predictions, and you graded your predictions. And, of course, you know, I think a lot of the ones that you got wrong, well, I think a lot of people got wrong. But I tell you what, this you do these exit interviews. We've talked about these before with Tennessee players. I think it's something – it really is. Should be like a beat writer – like staple, you know, try to get a full Q&A with every player who leaves the program that you cover. I don't know. You tell me, is this Austin Pope one? How high on the list of the ones you've done is this Austin Pope interview? Cause man, he had a lot to say.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I think the guys that, you know, obviously he cares a lot about Tennessee and he had a lot to say, and you know, I'd encourage folks who haven't read it to read it, because you could, just talking to him, you could feel like he's mad about the state of Tennessee football. You know, he didn't come to Tennessee to sit through, what, 3 losing seasons now, and part of it is the losing, part of it is, you know, he was frustrated that he knew he could have helped this team, and they had some holes at tight end this year, and he's sitting there, you know, after back surgery in July, thought he might be able to come back, but couldn't. And it's painful. Knowing he could have helped, you know, he could have influenced some of those games, helped the running game, and you know, and then seeing that he looks around at his teammates, and I don't think he sees the same passionate commitment that he feels, and that's frustrating for him.
Well, and this continues a theme too, and I think he says it. I think he really lays it out well, but it's again the you know, and I know it's. A lot of players maybe kind of default to, well, it's not on the coaches, it's on the players. But really, I felt like some pretty strong endorsement here of Pruitt. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. Like, if you don't win at this level, it doesn't matter what players say. But I will say that I've been a bit surprised at the absence of exit interviews that have anything negative to say about Jeremy Pruitt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, players know, you know, they're not going to just like completely rip a guy. Then you know you're going to have a tough time finding a new spot because that's going to look like sort of baggage. But players can sort of say how they feel and make it clear sort of where they land. And some guys have more to say than others, and that's true for some of the coaches that we've talked to that have left as well. But yeah, I mean, I think early on there were so many guys that were really effusive in praise for Jeremy Pruitt, and I think you hear that still in the way that he treats his players and he has his players back. That's one thing that is almost universal is, you know, even guys that, you know, weren't able to get on the field or all those things, they still speak really highly of how Jeremy Pruitt has his guys back. But the thing that you're seeing now as the losses have come and piled up, you know, I always ask the guys, where do they see the program in 5 years? You're starting to see that crystal ball get pretty cloudy for some of these guys as they look forward to say, you know, it's tough to know. You know, whereas early on it was, you know, they're going to be competing for SEC championships, they're going to be in the playoff, all these things, there's a lot of confidence early on, and certainly some of that confidence has waned, and that's been interesting to see because we've been doing these things for – well, I guess this is, what, my third season covering the team. And we've been doing these since the end of the first year. So that evolution has been interesting, I think.
David Ubbin from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, last thing for you. Obviously, college football playoff beginning tomorrow, the college football playoff semifinal. Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, all back in the playoff. Number one, who's your favorite to win? And number two, do you think it's bad for college football that we keep seeing the same teams in the college football playoff almost every single season?
Yes, and I'm looking forward to Alabama-Clemson part 16. You know, those games are fun to watch, but, yeah, I mean, if you sat here right now and I said, hey, I'm looking forward to next year's playoff with Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma, I'm going to get at least three of those four right. That's not good for the sport. It's not. I don't know how you fix it. You know, Dan Wetzel had a good column this week. Somehow he pointed to maybe cutting scholarships. I think that's personally a terrible idea, but I do think that it has to be something that the sport concerns itself with. I think expanding the playoff is one way. You know, I've been kind of against that mildly, the idea of bracket creep for a while. But as it becomes the same four teams every single year, even if you expand the playoff and your championship games are still Alabama and Clemson every year, I think I've begrudgingly become, in the last year or two, an eight guy, because it's just more teams getting a shot to play. And I think in that eight, the sport has to include a spot for the G5, at least one spot. And I think, too, the regional bias of the sport, I wouldn't say bias necessarily, but it's becoming just a Southern sport. It's dominant just in the South. The people, you know, Pac-12 is being marginalized, but, you know, it felt like a much more nationwide sport when you had, you know, USC dominating, you know, in the 2000s, and, you know, the SEC was still rising, but LSU was in the mix, and, you know, you had, you know, Texas and Oklahoma really competing for national titles, and you don't really have that. It's, you know, the SEC and Clemson every single year, and that's, it's not good for the sport. I don't know what you really do. You know, I don't think you can blow up recruiting and put in a draft. I don't think that's realistic. But the competitive balance is not good for the sport, and I don't know how you fix it.
David Ubben from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. David, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy New Year, guys.
Absolutely. When we come back, Joe, a statement made by the Predators yesterday regarding what fan attendance could look like inside Bridgestone Arena this year. We'll react to that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.